Yeah, g'day. My name's Chris. I'm just inquiring about the tune that I'm trying to get booked in with you guys. So I'm in Tasmania. I'm on the north side of Tassie. There's a shop named Platinum Tuning down in the south in Hobart that I believe has done work with you guys before. So I believe that they've tried to get a booking with you. They've sent me a booking, which is waiting on confirmation from you guys for the 27th of this month. So that's what I've asked them to try and get dialed in with you guys. So they've sent me a confirmation of 8 a.m. 27th of November, which is a Thursday. Obviously, because I'm on the other side of the state, I'm just trying to get it lined up because I'm gonna have to book overnights and all that sort of stuff. I did call him back after the initial phone call I made with him, and he said that he'd sent you guys an email. So I just thought I'd follow it up myself just to get the ball rolling. Yeah, that's why I figured phone call. Yeah, right, okay. Well, whoever I spoke to down there definitely said that they sent an email. So I just thought I'd follow it up and see if we can make sure that we can get a booking of some description if possible, please. Understand. So your name is Warwick? Okay. All right. Well, can we? That's all right. I figured that earlier that things are locked in with both parties involved, the better off we're all going to be because I need to plan around that. So, is there any possibility that we could set a booking, please? So it's a 2012 WRX. Yep. So it's now got a built motor in it. By OE Performance Insane Motorsports, Sammy Efra. That's the one. It's all run in. I called him up in Platinum like a week ago or so, and I called a few days after the weekend just to see if it was locked in with you guys, because obviously it's a head fuck for me being on the other side of the state. So I just want to lock things in so I can standard ECU. And last time I spoke to you guys, you said you were happy to go with access port for tuning. So I've purchased an access port. So it's got a CGC 2867R. Yeah. 1050 IDs. Yeah. Flex fuel, please. Got the Zetronics kit in there. Got the fuel pump. 340 E85 pump. No. So look, I just want to make this thing, it's not going to be a race car. It's going to be a quick road car at best. I don't want to string it out. I don't know if you remember the conversation last time, but this is all been built after the brand new short block's been installed 18,000 kilometers until the ring lamps popped. That was from open source. Well, what is it? ROM Raider Tuning doing fucking street runs, and I'm not convinced anymore after that. So the guy's name is Matt. He's the guy, Matt McLeod, yeah. So he's the guy that my mechanics use. Yeah. Yeah, so on his Sorry, on his side, he sent me a confirmation for the 27th. So I just thought I'm just checking with you guys and see if that was a thing. So that's a Thursday. So I'm going to drop the car off on, if 27th is good, I'm going to get there on the 26th, drop the car off at 8 o'clock in the morning on the 27th. And he said that it should be in and out within the day, but I have allowed for the Friday just in case any extra time is needed, obviously. Yeah. Yep. That was one of the things that my mechanic actually asked as well. If anything needs to be touched up, are they able to, you know, is it able to be tweaked sort of away from the dyno sort of thing if need be? Okay. Yep. Yeah, they're at work. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Look, I figured the best possible outcome would be Sam's built the motor. He deals with you guys on a weekly basis, and he's given you guys a big rep, and you've obviously got a good name across the board, and I understand how important tuning is, especially with these little cars now, so I don't want to take any fucking risks. You know, it's been expensive. Yeah. 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 So we've got the 6-speed conversion, we've got the R180 and the 6-speed gearbox. What else we got? TGV deletes. Stock airbox has been kept. It does have a full 3-inch exhaust. It's got a verticooler on it. Got brand new coil packs going in before the tune just to make sure everything's above board with that. Like everything's sort of been refreshed and stock airbox with a, sorry. No, I think I'm going to stick with it. I've got a high flow oil-less filter in it. I'm happy with that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not interested. No, I've sort of kept to that. I can't be fucked with it. So my goal is I don't need to, even if this thing can push 280 kilowatts on E85, dial it back a little bit and just make it more reliable than the ultimate number. I baby this fucking thing anyway. Like, I really don't give it that much of a hard time. I just don't want it to blow up again, you know? Yeah. All right. Yep. Thank you. Yep. Beautiful. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Secondary air stuff's been deleted. Recirculating valves deleted. Yep. Yep. Easily. Yeah, I understand. That's cool. I'll dial that in on the way down, make sure it's not too full. What else is there? So my mechanic has spoken to Matt McLeod, and he said that he's going to leave an unlocked version of the tune, which he's got in there now, just so it's easier for the next people who are dealing with the car, apparently. Whatever that means. We don't want to brick the fucking thing, obviously. Yeah. So that I've made him well fucking aware of what's going on, so he understands where the car's going, what's happening with it, and he said that he's unlocked it. I've plugged in my access port into my computer. I've updated all of the software. I've got an old married to a pre-existing car fucking access port just used to gauge parameters and just keep an eye on things. I did plug in the new one. I haven't even loaded it up on the car yet. I'm just going to give you guys the box and I'm not touching anything. I just, yeah, you know what I mean? So nothing else is going to clash with him using ROM Raider. Subaru Mechanical. In Tassie, yeah, Northwest Coast in La Trobe. Yep, that's cool. Did you need any of my details for the appointment or anything like that? Yep. I understand, that's fine. So if he needs any details or you need it, he can come get them, whatever. That's easy. The question costs roughly, what do I need to sort of get sorted? Right. Yep. Yeah, that's cool. Do you know roughly how long the turnaround time is for something like this type of job? So one full day should get a tune like this sorted. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. Understand. That's cool. So allow a day sort of thing, whatever. That's cool. I'm just trying to get my head around how much it's going to be. Okay, that's cool. No worries. All right. Yeah, beautiful. If you could please get that booked in so I can plan around that and book everything in, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great. Sorry, what was your name? Is it Warwick? It is Warwick. So you're the one actually going to be doing the tune on the car. Beautiful, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, bro. No worries. You too, man. Ciao.